This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Predatory lending is not a new concept in this economy. Companies pushing right up to the letter of the law or regulation, convincing consumers to take on debt they maybe can't afford at terms that overwhelmingly benefit the lender. That is the standard version of predatory lending, right? But a pair of stories on Bloomberg the past couple of days are shedding some light on a twist, I guess, on that model, one that is hitting small businesses across the country. Zach Mitre has the byline. Zach, welcome to the program.
Glad to be here.
Seems to me the first thing we ought to do when talking about these two stories is define a term, and that term is confession of judgment. What does that mean?
Sure. So it's an kind of ancient legal instrument where it's almost like pleading guilty in a criminal case, only this is in a dispute about debt. So you basically go into court and say, I admit that this judgment against me is valid. I owe this money. And the way it's being used here in the stories we're working on, these lenders are requiring their customers to sign one before a loan is ever made, so that if something bad happens later on and they need to go to court to collect, they already have a court judgment they can use, so there doesn't have to be a trial or a hearing or any evidence or notice to the defendant. They just have a judgment in place that they can use to collect.
And so you're cooked. I mean, you're done, right? If you're on the wrong end of this thing, you're done.
Well, it gives the lenders the ability to go after your assets, especially your bank accounts. They're going to go in and try to take all the money out of your bank as soon as they can to try to collect on the judgment that they have against you.
And this is now, at least as laid out in parts one and two here, it's a New York-specific thing.
New York law is kind of uniquely friendly to the filings of these confessions. And the whole industry, the merchant cash advance industry, has kind of decided to use New York as the place. They make all their customers sign a New York confession, and then if something goes wrong, they claim something goes wrong, they go to a New York county clerk, have them sign the document, and then go ahead and collect and raid the customer's bank account.
Merchant cash advance is at the crux of this thing, right? It's businesses who, for whatever reason, haven't been able to get a conventional bank loan, and so have had to resort to not payday lending, really, but kind of.
It's kind of like payday lending for small businesses.
Right.
During the financial crisis, banks were kind of pulling back on lending, and the cash advance industry kind of stepped into that void and is now a pretty big industry, maybe $15 billion last year, according to one estimate.
There's an anecdote in part one where this woman running a small business, I think it's Florida, basically gets a phone call. Lay that out for me.
Sure. So Janelle Duncan runs a real estate brokerage in Florida.
Yeah.
They have a loan from one of these merchant cash advance companies. And she gets a call kind of out of the blue saying, these people are coming for you and they're going to take all the money out of your bank. And she basically thinks it's a scam. She's like, who is this guy? Why is he calling me and warning me? And it turns out everything he said is exactly right. A couple days later, their bank account was frozen. And then later, more than $50,000 was taken.
Completely legally.
Yeah. I mean, mostly legally anyway. But the basic structure of using these confessions of judgment in New York and then having the New York City marshal kind of grab the money out of people's banks all around the country is one that the courts have not objected to so far.
Give me a sense of scale here, would you? Before 2014, one of the charts in your piece yesterday, before 2014, there were like 15 of these judgments ever. And since then, it has exploded, is not an exaggeration.
Yeah, we calculate that right now, these companies are filing about 1,200 of these things a month in New York courts. In many cases, that leads to bankruptcy or the business having to shut down because they can't continue to operate.
Say that again. These businesses who basically without recourse have lost their assets, they're fundamentally done.
In many cases, there are. In Janelle Duncan's case, it led to their business ultimately declaring bankruptcy and shutting down. For a small business to lose access to your bank account and all the money in it, you can't make payroll, you can't pay vendors. It puts you in a really tough spot.
It's funny. It's one of those where it's not what's illegal that's crazy, it's what's legal that's crazy, right?
That's exactly right.
Zach Mitre, kind of an amazing piece in Bloomberg the last couple of days. Zach, thanks a lot.
Thank you.